3. Organization and Administration. As far as we know, adjusters are organized as an independent working unit in the universe of universes, and are apparently administered directly from Divinington. They are uniform throughout the 7 superuniverses, all local universes being served by identical types of mystery monitors. We do know from observation that there are numerous series of adjusters involving a serial organization that extend through races, over dispensations, and to worlds, systems, and universes. It is, however, exceedingly difficult to keep track of these divine gifts, since they function interchangeably throughout the grand universe. Adjusters are of complete record, outside of Divinington, only on the headquarters of the 7 superuniverses. The number and order of each adjuster indwelling each ascending creature are reported out by the Paradise authorities to the headquarters of the superuniverse, and from there are communicated to the headquarters of the local universe concerned and relayed to the particular planet involved. But the local universe records do not disclose the full number of the thought adjusters. The Nevadon records contain only the local universe assignment number, as designated by the representatives of the Ancients of Days. The real significance of the adjuster's complete number is known only on Divinington. Human subjects are often known by the numbers of their adjusters. Mortals do not receive real universe names until after adjuster fusion, which union is signalized by the bestowal of the new name upon the new creature by the Destiny Guardian. Though we have the records of thought adjusters in Orvontan, and though we have absolutely no authority over them or administrative connection with them, we firmly believe that there is a very close administrative connection between the individual worlds of the local universes and the central lodgment of the divine gifts on Divinington. We do know that, following the appearance of a paradise bestowal sun, an evolutionary world has a personalized adjuster assigned to it as the planetary supervisor of adjusters. It is interesting to note that local universe inspectors always address themselves, when carrying out a planetary examination, to the planetary chief of thought adjusters, just as they deliver charges to the chiefs of Seraphim and to the leaders of other orders of beings attached to the administration of an evolving world. Not long since, Urantia underwent such a periodic inspection by Tapamantia, the sovereign supervisor of all life experiment planets in the universe of Nevadon. And the records reveal that, in addition to his admonitions and indictments delivered to the various chiefs of superhuman personalities, he also delivered the following acknowledgment to the chief of adjusters. Whether located on the planet, on Salvington, Uversa, or Divinington, we do not definitely know, but he said, "Now to you, supervisors far above me, I come as one placed in temporary authority over the experimental planetary series, and I come to express admiration and profound respect for this magnificent group of celestial ministers, the Mystery Monitors, who have volunteered to serve on this irregular sphere. No matter how trying the crises, you never falter. Not on the records of Nevadon, nor before the commissions of Orvontan, has there ever been offered an indictment of a divine adjuster. You have been true to your trusts. You have been divinely faithful. You have helped to adjust the mistakes and to compensate for the shortcomings of all who labor on this confused planet. You are marvelous beings, guardians of the good in the souls of this backward realm. I pay you respect even while you are apparently under my jurisdiction as volunteer ministers. I bow before you in humble recognition of your exquisite unselfishness, your understanding ministry, and your impartial devotion. You deserve the name of the godlike servers of the mortal inhabitants of this strife-torn, grief-stricken, and disease-afflicted world. I honor you. I all but worship you." As a result of many suggestive lines of evidence, we believe that the adjusters are thoroughly organized, that there exists a profoundly intelligent and efficient directive administration of these divine gifts from some far distant and central source, probably Divinington. We know that they come from Divinington to the worlds, and undoubtedly they return thereto upon the deaths of their subjects. Among the higher spirit orders, it is exceedingly difficult to discover the mechanisms of administration. My order of personalities, while engaged in the prosecution of our specific duties, is undoubtedly unconsciously participating with numerous other personal and impersonal sub-deity groups who unitedly are functioning as far-flung universe correlators. We suspect that we are thus serving because we are the only group of personalized creatures, aside from personalized adjusters, who are uniformly conscious of the presence of numerous orders of the pre-personal entities. We are aware of the presence of the adjusters, who are fragments of the pre-personal deity of the first source and center. We sense the presence of the inspired Trinity spirits, who are super-personal expressions of the Paradise Trinity. We likewise unfailingly detect the spirit presence of certain unrevealed orders springing from the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit. And we are not wholly unresponsive to still other entities unrevealed to you. The Melchizedeks of Nebadon teach that the solitary messengers are the personality coordinators of these various influences as they register in the expanding deity of the evolutionary supreme being. It is very possible that we may be participants in the experiential unification of many of the unexplained phenomena of time, but we are not consciously certain of this functioning.